So, topic of my presentation is determination of polyphenolic compounds in medicinal plants under varying nitrogen fertilization and light interceptions. And as introduced by the moderator, my name is Sajid Ali and I'm working as assistant professor at University of the Punjab, Lahore, and it is in Pakistan. So first of all, I'll give you an introduction about polyphenols, and these are precious non-nutritive chemical compounds, and they have antioxidant and antimicrobial activities, and because they are secondary metabolites, so these are directly involved in the mechanism of the resistance of different plants. So they are further categorized as phenolics and flavonoids, and these are the two parts which were focused during this present study. They include compounds such as phenolic female sex hormones, but they are originally classified as the terpenoids. These are the substances that contain the benzene ring, they are water soluble, and they have the ability to precipitate proteins and alkaloids. So the focus of this research is due to the medicinal value of these compounds. So they have medicinal value in the plants, and they are used in traditional medicine with special reference to pediatrics and abdominal disorders. And in many of the countries, they are being used for centuries for such purposes. And one of the phenolic compounds, chlororganic acid, is said to have anti-carcinogenic properties, so can be used against cancer. The concentration of these compounds is influenced by a number of intrinsic and extrinsic factors. So, for example, light interception can influence the concentration of the polyphenols, as it induces the capability of the PAL, which is phenyl ammonia lyase, and it is an important intermediate in the biosynthesis of polyphenols. And different agronomic and management practices influence the concentration of polyphenols. In artichoke, it is a medicinal plant, and this is what we concluded during my PhD work when I was doing my PhD in Germany. I haven't given some of the introductions. So nitrogen fertilization, as all of you know, is very important. It promotes vegetative growth, and it can have effect on the concentration of these compounds, because it might be dilution, or compounds may dilute if we apply higher doses of nitrogen. So during our study, we used three crops, that is carom, fennel, and black cumin, and the seeds of all these three crops were bought from the local market of Lahore, and they were grown in the sand-filled germination trays, and when the seedlings got 2 to 3 leaves, they were transplanted into the pots, and these pots were used in a completely randomized design. Inner side of all these earthen pots was covered by plastic sheets because we used nitrogen as a treatment, so our objective was to stop or to avoid the leaching losses. So the inner side of these pots was covered with the plastic sheets. We used three different light interception treatments, that is direct sunlight, where plants had no covering, and it was used as a standard or a control. And then the pots were covered by the white net, and the third part was covered by the green net. And the experiment was replicated 4 times. We use 6 different nitrogen treatments, where 5 levels of nitrogen, that is 10, 20, 30, 40, and 50 grams nitrogen per part, were used. And the 6th treatment was a control, where no nitrogen was applied to the pots. Nitrogen was applied in 2 splits, that is at the time of the sowing and with the first irrigation. All other agronomic practices were kept same, and the plants were harvested at maturity. So then the plants were, samples were prepared for assay of the polyphenolic compounds, and for this purpose, leaf samples were sun-dried and ground, because if we dry these samples in oven, then when the temperature goes beyond 39, there are chances that there is decomposition or denaturation of these compounds. So about 1 gram of the sample was taken in a pre-labeled volumetric 10 milliliter volumetric flask, and 8 ml of absolute ethanol was added in the flask, and it was sonicated for 30 minutes. During the sonication, to avoid the raise in temperature, ice was continuously added to keep the temperature at the low ranges. And then the volume was made to the mark by adding more ethanol, and it was centrifuged for 20 minutes at around 4 degrees Celsius with 6,500 revolutions per minute. And then the supernatant was transferred to the Falcon tubes, and it was taken into care that no traces of the plant residues get into these tubes, Falcon tubes. In total, we had 3 light interceptions, 6 nitrogen levels, 4 applications, and 3 crops. So in total, we used 432 samples, which were analyzed, which were prepared, and these were analyzed. And for sample preparation of SAFR phenolic compounds, we prepared the standards. Quercetine was used as a standard for total flavonoids, whereas the gallic acid was used as a standard for total phenolics. And for preparation of the quercetine standards, 1.8 milligram per milliliter quercetine was prepared, and the dilutions of 0.2, 0.4, 0.6, 0.8, and 1 milligram per liter were prepared for the analysis. And for gallic acid, as a standard for total phenolics, we used 5.4 mg per ml gallic acid, which was prepared in water, and dilutions were prepared for 0.05, 0.1, 0.15, 0.25, and 0.5 milligram per ml. For assay of the total phenolics, it was carried out in 15 ml Falcon tubes. 60 microliter of each standard, the sample was added in each Falcon tube. 1.54 ml distilled water was added, and they were mixed gently. And then 100 microliter FCR reagent was added in each Falcon tube, followed by thorough mixing, by the mixing through thoroughly shaking of these tubes. And then these were incubated at a room temperature for 5 minutes, and then we added 300 microliter sodium bicarbonate, and it was mixed by shaking these tubes. And then we incubated these for 2 hours in the dark by the aluminum foil, and the absorbance was measured by using a hollow BD spectrophotometer at a wavelength of 765 nanometers, where we used the glass cuvettes with a length of 1 centimeter. And then more or less same procedure was adapted for the assay of the total flavonoids, where we performed this in again 15 ml Falcon tubes, 1.5 ml of sample used, and was analysis was done in subsequent chemicals as 2.05 ml distilled water was added, then 0.15 ml sodium nitrite, 5% sodium nitrite was added in each tube, and these were mixed by shaking, and then it was incubated for 6 minutes at room temperature. And finally, we added 0.3 ml aluminum chloride and incubated for 6 minutes, and 1 ml sodium hydroxide, that was 1 normal, and we measured the absorbance at the wavelength of 510 nanometers. So glass cuvettes were used by the same length, and these are the standard curves where we can see this is the standard curve for flavonoids, and this is the standard curve for phenolics. And as per our results, we can see that in case of phenyl, there was no, although we can see the slight variation among different light interceptions and the nitrogen application treatments, but these results were statistically non-significant or statistically similar with each other for both of our study factors, that is the light interception and the nitrogen fertilization. And when we see the results only in the form of flavonoid contents, for example in the graphical presentation, we can also see that although there are very slight variations among different these light interceptions, but overall these results were at par with each other. And for total phenolics, we can see that more or less same, very, very minor differences were found there, and these results are statistically same to each other. And when we go for quantitative contents of the total flavonoids and total phenolics in black cumin, we can see that the slight differences among all these study factors, that is light interception and nitrogen fertilization, were observed, but these were statistically same with each other. So the total flavonoid contents in black cumin, we can see that there were no significant differences found. In case of total phenolic contents, we can see that although there are visible differences among these nitrogen applications, where at control highest level of these phenolic compounds was found, whereas in case of 110 and 120 kg nitrogen per hectare, there was lesser amount of these phenolic compounds. But these compounds, these results, there are visible differences, but these are not statistical differences, as the data were subjected to analysis of variance and we got non-significant results there. In quantitative contents of total flavonoids and total phenolics in carom, we can again see that there were slight differences, but these differences were statistically not significant. In total flavonoid contents in carom, again the results are the same. So at the end, we can, depending based on our present study, we can conclude that there was no remarkable effect of both the parameters, that is nitrogen application and light interception, on the concentration of total flavonoids in all the studied crops. Whereas the concentration of total phenolics in black cumin decreased with increasing in the concentration of the nitrogen fertilization. And we can say that might be in this particular crop, they were dissolved by the excessive amount of the application of the nitrogen. And that's all. Thank you.